Well, good morning. It's 11:15 a.m. here on Tuesday, January the 28th, 2025, on a blue sky morning, a perfectly clear morning, light breeze here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Yeah. Did you miss me? Oh, God, it feels good to get out. Jeez, it feels good to get out. 1 mile down, 1 mile to go. Let's see what we can do here. I'm not going to be breaking any land speed records on this mile, that's for sure. This is the first day in like weeks, as you well know, I haven't been out, but that I have been able to get out. Between crappy timing, cold, bitter cold weather, and ice and snow, high winds. All you need is Porky Pig to chant "Smog," and I'd be in Fantasia. Anyway, yeah. Oh, shit. There's still a lot of ice around. There's still a lot of ice. Most of the sidewalks are mostly clear, which makes the patches of ice just that much more treacherous because, you know, I'm cruising along, I'm not thinking too much about it, I'm paying attention to the geese, I'm looking at the sky, trying to avoid being run over by the cars, and this, you know, meltwater ice frozen on the sidewalk in front of me. I think from here on, I should be okay. The Western Reach along West 20th is pretty bad. There's a lot of melt water. There's a lot of shade. So there's a lot of ice. Here's some ice right here. So, oh, look at that. Yep. Don't screw around. They can just walk over it and get by it. There we go. All right. Just. Oh, yeah. So I read a lot. I've been reading a lot. My weekly update says I spent 24 hours of last week, the last 7 days, on my Kindle. And it only counts the hours that I'm actually reading. So it's not like I've got the Kindle open and it's counting those. It doesn't do it that way. So, yeah, I spent basically 3 working days in the last 7 reading some good stuff. I've been reading some really good stuff. I've been reading some okay stuff. But I found, well, to begin with, I caught up with Melissa McShane, Living Oracle. And I think I did, I don't know if I did all 3 of those. I might have. In fact, yeah, I think I did. I stopped. I read the originals, the last Oracle. 7 or 8 books last year sometime. Really good stuff. I really liked the way the mythology fit into the book. It was really good. And the Living Oracle picks up where that series left off. Quite nicely. I enjoyed it a great deal. Then what did I do? Well, the latest is Lindsay Day, LINZIDAY Day. Gretna Green, Midlife in Gretna Green. Well, that's got the capability to suck me right in, I'll tell you. Holy crap. I did books 1 and 2 back to back, and like, I really wanted book 3. Give me a book 3. Book 3 is out. In fact, I think 6 or 7 titles. But it's been so long since I've done some space opera. And I'm coming up on the month. The first of the month update in the blog. I really want to, you know, get back into some space opera. Some read some space opera. And so I've been looking around for some. And I don't know if I'm going to recommend it or not. I just finished Harold Petrel by Strange Seawolf. Yeah, it's another Royal Road emigre to Amazon. And that book has come across my desk, I don't know how many times in the last 6 months. And it sounds good. It sounds really good. The cover, I've seen worse. It doesn't exactly say space opera to me. But the product page, when I go and look at the description sounds really good. The description sounds awesome. And then I scroll down through to make sure, because I always scroll down through to make sure that it's actually a self-published work, and check to see if the imprint listed, if there is one, is actually connected to the author, just on the off chance that the imprint listed is one of the multitude of new imprints, some of which might actually be legit. But because it's a publishing house, it's automatically disqualifies a book from my reading list. Don't get me started. Anyway, you look down through the product page for Harold Petrel, and it looks for all the world like a middle grade or maybe YA swashbuckling space adventure. Dun, dun, dun. It does not look like a science fiction novel that I'm really all that interested in. I don't have anything against, you know, YA science fiction swashbuckling adventure. It's just, I have my choice of what I want to read, and that's not top of list. What can I say? So I passed on it and passed on it and passed on it and passed on it. Every time it comes by, I pass on it. That's passed with an A, not an I. Until finally somebody whose book I read and liked and recommended, and whose book 2 is out finally, and I'm going to go read that probably really soon now. But they recommended it and said, oh yeah, 5 stars, wonderful story, wonderful book, loved it. And I'm going, all right, that's a little unexpected. And where's this FedEx truck going? He's trying to come this way. Get out of his way. Skate across the ice here. Oh, thank you. Ice on a slope. Yeah, bite me. So I picked it up, and I got through the sample, and the sample was pretty good. And I thought, well, okay, perhaps it gets better. And it did. It did get better. Except it has all of these little sort of middle grade cartoon images in it. Full color. Cutesy portraits of characters from the book, which in the middle of the narrative, they're at the end of the chapter, but in the middle of this narrative, in the middle of this tense Lost in Space narrative. Oh, hi. Hello, Kitty. Not literally, but the same energy. And I'm going, oh, God. You gotta be kidding me. And I bopped right out of the story. This story is like, oh, yeah. I was actually reading a good story before this happened. But the story is really, really quite good. It's certainly not YA. Maybe New A. But it's not YA. But the cutesy graphics just drove me batshit. Well, all right. So, granted, that's a relatively short walk. I don't really need a drive. There's no vehicle actually required. I'm skating, excuse me, while I focus on not falling on my ass. Oh, more ice on slope. Gotta love it. Oh, and the other thing is Herald. The ship's name is the Herald Petrel. Petrel as in like seabird. The character's name, the main character's name, is Harold Galahad. Yes, Galahad. Because, of course, he's the shining knight in the story. I did mention that this is a Royal Road immigrate, and this thing started out as a web novel. And it shows. But there's also a third Harold. It's used as a curse. And apparently there's some sort of in-joke story about why Harold is a curse. But it's particularly frustrating to try to figure out in the middle of dialogue whether Harold is a curse, a call to the main character, or a reference to the ship. It's like, dude, pick a frickin' lane. But I gave the book 4.5 stars on story graph. And for all that it's got a bunch of distractions, for all that it's frustrating as hell at times, for all that the plot is pretty straightforward. I don't know how much of it is, well, duh. I didn't see this coming, except from, like, page 3. But I don't know how much of that is me as a writer looking for the edges of the story and how much of it is actually there to a casual reader. So I don't know. So anyway, I've already spent way too much time talking about Harold Petrel. Lindsay Day's Midlife in Gretna Green is much more interesting. Coming up on it, get ready. Say it with me. Monk Post. For like only the 4th or 5th time in the whole damn month. So yeah, I've been going through a book every 2 days. I'm up to like 17, 18 books so far this month. My goal is 100. I'm going to be 20% of that goal at the end of February, I think. We're very close to it. But I've got a lot of good reading. I'm reading Lindsay Baroker now. Lindsay Baroker. I haven't read Lindsay Baroker in a long time. Huh. My hearing aids must be cranked up because I'm hearing skittering and it's dried leaves across the sidewalk. Oh, this should be fun. The sidewalks are bare, but the streets are snow covered and icy. So I'm reading this Lindsay Broker, and I think I've at least read the sample before, because it's really familiar to me. I don't have any record of having purchased the book. I should look and see if it's in my paperback library from years ago. I don't think it is, because I don't think it was ever put out in mass market. Well, I may have read the sample in the past. I know Lindsay from way back patio book days. Lindsay had Emperor's Sword or something. It was a great series. I listened to all of it that was there at the time when I was still listening to patio books. And I still had listening time and before I started working from home on my own and working in Greeley, where I didn't have a commute that was more than 3 miles and all of it. So it's been a while. But I remember this story. I remember this setup. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing if it's the one I want, the one I think. If it is, I'll read it again. It's book one of a series, and I don't remember enough of it to say whether or not I recognize it. So I'll read this. I'll see if I can get back into this world. Oh, the other notable was heretical fishing, which, speaking of cartoon-like, the artwork on it is very cozy, shall we say. It's very cozy. Oh, thank you, ice. The land of the ice and snow. Very cozy. It is very cozy looking cover. Very stylistic. Highly stylized fishing. There's a crab on one. It was so much fun. It was just hysterical fun. No, it wasn't that bad. But it was very funny. I enjoyed it so much. I just ripped through all 3 volumes in like 2 days. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was just what I needed. Lit RPG Iskai. Did I mention this before? Starts out with a fatal attraction to a truck. And he ends up in this world where fishing is a heretical activity. And he turns out to be the chosen one, blah, 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 blah. All of the usual tropes, and levels up and gains new powers and collects a group, a team of, gathers his team to do battle against the evil overlords. It was just fun. And I want seafood now. I want seafood. Oh, man. Miss the ocean. I miss the ocean. And that's the downside. I really miss the ocean. Bunch of other stuff. I read 17 books this month, so that was a bunch of stuff. falling down is definitely counterindicated at this time. There we go. All right. Relatively clear, somewhat wet, if not absolutely dry. At least it doesn't feel particularly treacherous underfoot. So, what else? I'm still playing X4, although I've basically done, I think, I looked at the stats, I've done like 18 hours in the last 2 weeks. So I'm not spending a lot of time on it. I check out to see what's on sale, if there's any new games I might want to play. I look at them and go, I think I'm going to go back to X4. I got stuff to do in X4. I still haven't discovered all the map yet. There's still pieces of the map that I don't know about. Mm-hmm. All right, that guy go by. Got across the street. Walk up beside the park. So I also went dark on Facebook. I haven't logged on to Facebook since I think the 19th. I did not load the morning graphic to Instagram this morning. I just put it up on Flickr. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. It's like Instagram, it's not. Instagram is fun up to a point, but 19 people a day with, hey, dear. Hello, dear. Good morning, dear. Hey, good looking. No, I haven't got one of those, but so many very pretty women seem to want to talk to me on Instagram. People I don't know. It's not like I don't know pretty women. It's not like, what the hell? My trash can is at the curb again. I could have sworn I dragged that. I know I dragged that up yesterday. What the very hell? It's funny, I didn't notice it when I left the house, but it's hidden behind the bush. I want to see what's going on in the house. So, what else? Oh, birds. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So, I put out a bird feeder, and then I put out a second bird feeder. And now I've put out a third and fourth bird feeder. I've got the original green one on a post that's basically a squirrel feeder. It's just the right height for the squirrels to run across the top of the fence and camp out, chewing away at the seeds that I put out for the birds. So I got a shepherd's crook, one of those post things you stick in the ground, and got it a little bit into the ground, and it's like ground's frozen. It's not going anytime soon. So I got it as far in the ground as I could. And hung a bird feeder on it, squirrel proof bird feeder, the one that has a little cage that slides down over the feeding holes if a squirrel gets on it. But it was offside, it was tilted, it was off center. So I was rummaging around in the back and found an old bird feeder that we'd had some time ago, back when we still had trees in the backyard. And I hung that on the other hook, filled that one up. I have a ground feeder I filled with black royal sunflowers and unsalted peanuts in the shell, which the crows love. Blue jays will actually pick up once in a while. But the squirrels get in there and they just sit there and eat for 20 minutes and then wander off to digest, which is always fun. But some of the small, the little brown birds have found it as well, which is nice. So yeah, I got a lot of birds in the backyard now. I got a lot of birds. Why is this out? I don't understand. Maybe I didn't put it out last night. Maybe I didn't pull it in last night. I could have sworn I did. I thought I had to put my boots on the second time to do it. Live and learn, rump and loin. Rump and loin is an inside joke. My sister always raised 2 beef cattle every season. And in order not to confuse what she was doing with each one, and yet not get too attached to them, she always named them rump and loin. Yeah, I miss my sister. She was a piece of work. Holy crap, 26 and a half minutes. I wasn't walking very fast, clearly, but I was walking. And I'm at the back gate, where I went fastest for it. I'm actually standing at this trash can. I'm going to roll it up to the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.